I hope that everyone's all right out there. And if you're new to the show, don't forget, all you've got to do is grab yourself a brew, sit yourself down, have a listen, and you never know, you could pick something up that's going to really make a difference to your life. But before we do anything, I'm going to go over to the man in the chair, the captain in the chair. How's it going, my friend?
Yeah, doing good, thank you.
You had a good week?
It's been great, actually.
What have you been up to?
We had a bit of a gathering at the weekend for Amy's birthday. I mentioned last week it was her birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had to get together sort of at the weekend, frantically trying to get the garden ready. But no, it was a good laugh. Dad made this contraption. So it was like a themed party that was like...
What was the theme?
It was like old-fashioned freak shows. You know, like...
Okay.
Big top type tents and...
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So we did all that and themed all the house out. And Amy's dad made this amazing contraption, which was like a dunk tank.
Okay.
And it was like this huge box full of water with like... what I'd probably describe it as like the same thing as a toilet cistern in it.
Okay.
But then he used a load of levers to basically... so you could throw like a beanbag at a target.
Yep.
And if it pushed back, it would release all the water on the person sitting underneath.
How very kind of you.
Yeah.
Was it good fun?
Yeah, it was amazing, yeah.
And did you get many?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, the thing is, I would be very surprised if you didn't hit many targets because you spend every single week doing your disc golf.
I know, yeah.
You've now started into the badminton, so, you know, getting things on target should be second nature for you.
It should be, shouldn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, my week has been really amazing so far. And I want to give a bit of a shout-out, really, because... and this is to a particular car maker. I'm not going to say who it is. Mm. My car is 23 years old. I use it all the time for just throwing stuff in. And just the reality check, the old cars just keep going. Mm. Second year on the run, straight through its MOT. I'm chuffed.
That's good.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the reality check, sometimes old is better.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I can't help but remember a story, probably a year ago now, where your wheel fell off.
Well, that's it. And that was with a new car.
Oh, okay.
That's the
was
thing.
It? Oh, that wasn't your
right.
car.
That was not mine.
I'll take it back then.
There you go, you see. I've never had anything fall off this car. Oh. Well, I have, but like, you know, just leave it there. It doesn't matter. Who needs a wing mirror? That's right. Okay, well, we have got a very colourful guest in the studio with us today. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm really intrigued to find out more. I want to invite Sarah Evans onto the show. And Sarah, first and foremost, welcome to the Reality Check. How's you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. So, and your week been good so far?
Yes, yes. I've had some lovely people in my studio, so it's really nice.
Okay, so now there's your first hint. So if you're out there listening, today we're going to be talking about colours. And not just colours that we like and, you know, our favourite colours, but we're going to be talking to Sarah, who works with people in regards to finding their best colour from a clothes point of view. And she's got a company called The House of Colour, and she's been doing that for 4 years. There's only about 180 consultants in the UK that does this, and there is lots more in America. But what you actually do is you actually go through a whole process of finding the correct colour that's going to be matching other people. How do you do that?
It's a scientific process.
Okay.
So we don't sort of just guess it. It's not something that we a process that we come to without a proper process. So people sit in my studio or any other consultant's studio. It has to be done in natural daylight. We have to see the correct light, and have 144 drapes that I use that I lay across the front of people and watch how their face reacts to those colours. So the light will bounce and offer different shadows or take away shadows, or their skin tone will look brighter and fresher, or they will look more in focus, or if it's the wrong ones, that could make them look a little bit jaundiced or ill.
It's a scientific approach, so it's not just a case of, oh, you look good in that. And when you said you've got 144 drapes. What's a drape?
A drape, it's like a scarf, I suppose. It's a special sort of material, but it's precision dyed. So all the consultants will have the same precision dyed drape. So if you have a seasonal Alice given here and you went somewhere else across the country to another House of Colour consultant, it will be exactly the same. So it's a process that is standardised that we all follow and are all trained to. So these scarves or drapes are specific colours that we balance against one another and watch the difference from one would take to another. So we're sort of starting whether a cool or warm to start with, and then we narrow it down from that. So each of these drapes, there's 36 per season, but it actually represents a quarter of the colours in the world.
Wow, wow. So every season, I'm really fascinated by this, you know, and I think I'd said prior to coming on the show that one of the questions I always ask all of my clients is, what is your favourite colour? And the second question after they sometimes take a bit of time to figure out what is my favourite colour, I always ask them, what's that make you feel? You know, so from your perspective, why do you do this?
I love seeing the difference it makes to people's lives. I love them actually looking excited about looking great and the confidence it gives them, the self-esteem, how much it raises. I mean, I've had instances where I have had people that have sort of got some bad times in their lives and sit in a chair and really don't like to look at themselves, get quite upset at having to look at themselves, because I sit them in front of a mirror mainly so I can see what's going on in the mirror, that image reflects better, so I can, as I'm standing behind them and pulling away the different drapes, I can see what's happening, the magic in the mirror, if you going on. And there are some people that sit there and they're in bits because they really have trouble in looking at themselves and how they feel. And I love the difference that makes to them, to actually see how great they can look and the difference, how it lifts them and how it increases their confidence and self-esteem. There's extremes. It's for everybody. So you have that. And then also you might have somebody that's looking at it within a business point of view, and they're saying, which colours do I need to give me authority? I've had clients that have suddenly being promoted and suddenly find they've got a team they've got to work with, and they're saying, how am I going to get that authority? How am I going to make sure that they listen to me and do what I want the team to do? And we find a colour then that gives them that authority they look great in.
Do you know, I think it's one of those subjects that now we're talking about it. It's one of the unspoken or not spoken about enough about colours, because we all choose the colour of our car and our front door and in the clothes that we wear, but we don't really go into why do we do that. So in regards to why would somebody come, excuse me, why would somebody come as to a consultant to sort of see what colours scientifically is best for them? Why do you get clients coming to you?
Why wouldn't you want to look the best you can look? Why would you want to spend money on clothes that don't make you look and feel amazing?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I think that one's been answered, hasn't it? Told, drop the mic, and there we go. End of show. No, I think it's fantastic, and I completely 100% agree with you. So, and it's not just females that you see, you know, because I think predominantly, you know, when I was first talking to you, and you were explaining about the differences for women's clothing. We're talking about colour and the way that colour changes everything, and we know it changes everything. There's nothing so amazing in the spring and the early summer of walking through fields and flower beds. There doesn't seem to be any two colours that don't match each other in nature. Do you know, as there are certain people that would say you don't see green and yellow together or whatever those sayings are, but in nature, everything just seems to be in place. So you turning around and saying that, well, there are particular colours. What is the science behind that?
Well, deep below our skin, we've got fat cells way down. You can't see them. They either give our skin a cool or warm tone, so blue or yellow based.
Okay.
And that's how we first establish within the colours. We look at, is somebody cool or warm? Do they have a blue based tone or a yellow based tone? So we establish that first. And then from whence we've got to there, we look at, are they clear and bright or are they soft and blended? So we then divide that again from that. So in each, we use what's called a seasonal analysis. So winter, spring, summer, and autumn.
Yeah.
And that's about, if you're within that season, you wear those all year round. You don't just stick to that season to wear them. So for instance, the spring and autumn colours are warm, yellow based, autumn is soft, and the spring is clear. Again, with winter and summer, are cool, blue based, winter is clear and summer is soft. So if you're thinking within the colours that are used, autumn colours, all those autumn leaves are all lovely and warm, but they're also soft.
The oranges and all those things.
And then the springs, all the clear, bright, spring shoots coming through. The summers, once the sun's been on them, all those soft, lovely summer flowers. And then you get to the winter and you've got clear berries and ice colours or all those sorts of things. So they all... And I can't remember what the original question was now.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, neither can I. I'm just quite fascinated by hearing you talk.
So that's how we establish where somebody sits within those seasons as to which of those colours look best on them.
So can I ask a quick question, actually? I was just wondering, so you'll have people that come to you and they'll go through this process of establishing mm-hmm. what the colour is. And if... I was wondering if, because there must be certain colours that work with different skin tones, and then there'll be people who have their own favourite colour. Do you ever have a situation where somebody comes and their favourite colour, just it's not their colour, and you've got to have a bit of a difficult conversation?
Yeah, and I think quite often a lot of people wear black, and that's the thing. In the winter palette... has black and white in, none of the other seasons do. So we then have to work out about which is somebody's best black that's not black, as it were.
Wow.
So, there are occasionally sort of, oh, I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when they see how amazing they look in those colours and start to wear that, and people like to say, saying to them, so, oh, you look fantastic. And then they realise, and then they can start to see it for themselves.
One of the questions that we asked, just a short while ago, was that it was talking about, do men do this? Is it a male thing as well? So, because predominantly, I like getting dressed up.
Yeah.
I like looking good, and, you know, and it's quite funny you said black. I looked over the studio and you've got black on, buddy, and I've got black on, you know, and it is fascinating. So do men come along as well?
They do, yes. It's a neutral gender, if you like, sort of process. So we all the process is exactly the same.
Okay.
For male and female, the colour swatches are exactly the same. All the only difference is during part of the process, we might look at how you could wear it in a different way, because the men might want to wear colours in a slightly different way from women do.
Fascinating conversation, Sarah. And we were just talking about, yes, males do come along and, you know, they may wear different things and wear the colours at different times and the combinations different. And I was just asking you, you know, we live in a multicultural society where we've got, you know, a variety of different darker tones. Do we still have those sort of blues and the warm and the cool looks for people that, for example, you know, Sharon, my wife, is black. So would you go through the same process or is it different?
We'd go through exactly the same process.
Right.
So we have a bit of a motto amongst us that is part of discover, don't decide. So when somebody comes through the door of the studio, we don't make any decisions. We look at how we're going to start the process, and because we have a starting point, and we assess that and from different parts, but we go through the whole process exactly the same, because again, I want my clients to see what's happening in that mirror.
Of course.
So they need to see the process, they need to know what they can see as well as I can, so they're buying into that, so they know this one looks makes you look amazing, this one doesn't go, it's so you're absolutely right, people do have different skin tones, eye mm-hmm. color, hair color, and everything else. But the process is the same regardless.
Exactly the same. So let me just get all this right then. So anybody, male, female, any age?
Yep.
Doesn't matter about age?
I would just say about the age.
Okay.
The younger people have it done,
mm-hmm.
the more benefit it is to them and saving money, because once with House of Colour consultation, your season is your season for life. So the earlier you have it done, the more money you save, the more you're going to have all that pleasure of being looking amazing right from the beginning.
Wow.
We have a refresh every so many years, because as we age, things change a little bit, the luminosity mm-hmm. of skin and hair colour and that sort of thing. And the only thing that changes within that is the ratings within that, where one colour you would class what we might say a wow colour, looks amazing, might slip down the rankings a little bit further on. But your season is the same regardless. So any age, but you get more benefit from it the sooner you have it done and, you know, sort of go through your life.
So
then
imagine after working with you, people are putting all their old clothes in bags and taking them down to the charity shop then.
But we'd like, obviously, sustainability is a big thing, and we'd say that people can't just change their wardrobe straight away.
No.
So we'd talk through tips how you can make that work until you can
do that.
And next time you buy something new.
have the finance to exactly, just go out
exactly
and
that.
Replace
and,
all your clothes.
And we completely understand that. I'm not going to tell everybody they have to do that. I mean, nobody can do that. Mm. But or some people might be able to, and great. But
it must be really empowering, mustn't it, then, to have that like booklet, that colour chart that you know is linked to you, and then you can then make it easier when you're out making decisions. Because I find, you know, clothes shopping is a minefield, really. It's hard to know what to buy and what's...
It really is. You know, and again, I've said this for the longest of times, is that I've got no issues at all. I love going charity shopping. Mm. Charity shop shopping. I really do. Because there are stuff in there that, you think, I kind of like the look of it. I don't know if it's going to be me, you know, but for a couple of pound, you know, you can buy something, try it on, and if it don't work, you tack it back and pay it forward again to somebody. Mm. One of the things that I just wanted to sort of question you about was, so this is just one consultation, and then you've got your chart, and then maybe next year or the year after, when things have changed, you come back to see whether things have changed?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that soon. You probably... a reassessment or a refresh probably 5 to 7 years.
Oh,
but we
right,
do also
okay.
do advanced colour, so if people want to come to know which combinations to put together for different outfits and bits and pieces like that.
If now, we all know colour is important in our life. But Sarah from House of Colours, you know, you've come in and you've shared so much information about what you do and how colour enhances, but have you got any examples that you can share with our listeners about the difference it makes with people, whether that's on a personal level, on a professional level? What would people expect to sort of have as an impact when they're getting dressed in their clothes that suit their, as an individual, their skin and their hair, etc., etc.?
Lots of examples.
Okay.
One I can talk about, menopausal women. It's a big topic of what people talk about a lot about. One of my clients came to have her colours done, and one of the feedback afterwards, she messaged me and she said, guess what? Nobody's bumping into me in the supermarket anymore. She said, I was invisible before, which we talk a lot about invisibility with women of a certain age, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, all of a sudden, people noticed me. They could see me because I was showing up to life looking my best self. And obviously, confidence and self-esteem goes along hand in hand with that. So that, for me, when I just read, nobody's bumping into me into the supermarket, that just spoke volumes.
It is amazing. It is amazing because, you know, the work that we do here on the Reality Check and as well as the people that we see outside of here, it is all about getting people to feel themselves, to get them to find that level of authenticity. And at this point of where they find their authenticity and they can actually then come to you and actually find their authentic clothes colour, that's going to be phenomenal. It really, really is. You also told me a story about there was a particularly a person within the office that had worked there for 3 years. What happened?
She'd been working in this office 3 years and just going about in the same meeting they had every week.
Yep.
And she came to have her colours done, and we talked about lipstick as well. It's been quite an important part of being heard.
Yep.
It helps with the visibility and for people to hear. And again, spoke to her afterwards. She said, I've been sat in that meeting and nobody had really noticed me before. She said, I went in my colours, looking my best self, wearing my good authority colours. I also had on my lipstick for authority. And she said, and three people came up to me after that meeting to say, hello, thank you, I liked what you said in the meeting today.
Wow. And for 3 years, nobody's noticed her.
No.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And we're rapidly coming to the end of the show. And again, another one of those guests that I feel that we could just carry on and carry on and carry on. So first and foremost, please come back.
I'd love to.
Excellent. Thank you for that. One of the things that that I wanted to say and sort of jump out to people, because I'm sure there's going to be lots of our listeners saying, I want to know more about this. Where can people get in touch with you?
They can contact me at sarah.evans@houseofcolour.co.uk.
Okay.
They can look on the House of Colour website, which is the sort of local, not a local website, a website for House of Colour.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the consultants are listed on that. So if there's anybody that's not local that still wants to see a consultant, they will, if they put their postcode in, that will show up as their local consultant. Yeah.
Oh,
or
great.
If they want to travel to me, I'm happy to see them.
Of course.
But, or
so
I can.
So Sarah.evans at House of Colours.
.co.uk.
House of Colour. I got that one right, did I?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, maybe if there's somewhere we can put a number in a... email address up somewhere or something.
Well, one of the things you're also going to join our Reality Check family over on the Reality Check social media platform, aren't you?
Yes.
And what we're going to do today, guys, if you're listening out there, over the next coming weeks, we're going to be sharing with you how you can come and join us too on a brand new platform that we are creating, just so that we can share all the positivity and the consistent support mechanisms that we're hoping to give out to people. But today we're going to do our very first join up with our GP code, GR code?
Oh, QR code.
QR code, yeah. There you go. I'll get it right in the end. But until then, I just want to say a huge thank you very much, Sarah. I've loved listening to you, and I can't wait for you to come back and share some more real examples now that we can get into it. So thank you. Have a phenomenal week, what's left of it. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So until then, have a fantastic week. And don't forget, whatever your colour is, wear it with pride. Talk to you soon.